Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Happy Friday! The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Bang it hard. Donald J. Trump is king of the world. Woo! King of the world.
Really?
I don't know, didn't the left say he was going to take over everything or something?
Oh, yeah.
Going to be a big dictator and stuff?
That was quite an election then, wasn't it?
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
It's only going to be a dictator on day one.
You know, I still hear...
Otherwise known as The Purge.
The Purge. I still hear some talking heads in these little shows still saying he's said he's going to rule like a dictator, even though we know that it was response to them calling him a dictator, and he explained the whole... And they still... Use it. Oh, that's frustrating.
Let's have a little compassion, a little empathy.
Yeah.
You may have never suffered under addiction and how tough that is to break. Do you think all of a sudden all the lefties that are addicted to lies can now all of a sudden go cold turkey?
You know, you're probably right. You're probably right.
So let's...
Yeah. No, good point.
A little
good
time. Try. Give them, locally. Top story locally. And November 6th meeting, school board of Alachua County agreed to pay $22,275 per month to Dr. Kamala Patton to serve as a superintendent while they search for a permanent superintendent. Okay.
I'd fill in for half that.
You would?
I would. 10 grand a month, I'll fill in. Yeah, I'll do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a giver.
Wow.
I want to help the community, that kind of thing.
I don't know if I could squeeze by on that, but anyway, good for her.
Well, you know.
So. The board voted 5-0, and let's see. So they quickly put together a draft. And look, this is the equivalent. This is a base monthly salary of $19,500. That comes out to $234,000 if it's annually. Along with, I like this, $2,000 a month for temporary living expenses, $600 a month as a car allowance, and $175 a month for cell phone / technology allowance. Wow.
How much was a lot?
You get $2,000 a month for temporary living expenses, $600 a month for car allowance, $175 for cell phone / tech.
So almost $3,000 on top of your $22,000-something base salary.
Yeah.
You know, usually your salary, again, I'm not being critical here, but usually when you have a job, it is your salary that pays your living expenses, your phone, and your tech stuff. You don't get a salary plus another salary to pay your bills. I mean, in the real world, that's just an observation on my part. I've never been in the educational system. Maybe that's how it works. Pardon my ignorance. It just seems a little excessive.
Well, look,
I don't know. I'm just
saying. Think about the budget for the district is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So you are not exactly a CEO. I guess a CEO to some extent, but you have a board of directors you have to answer to. That would be the school board.
Right.
So I'm not saying it is a big position, and I don't think anybody can do it. I certainly don't think anybody could do it necessarily effectively. You could fill the spot. You could sit in the chair. But I don't know how effective you'd be. But really, this should say, okay, we're focused on this, but how many other positions are there within the entirety of the whole school board and school system, where it's been said by many, many people of all political stripes how completely top-heavy they are, specifically in Alachua County, of so many well-paid administrators that you really don't know them. It's not like they're your kid's vice principal or dean of students. These are people that are, you know, often that, you know, building your downtown, and you, quite frankly, don't really, you're not sure what they do.
Right.
And how valuable they are. And that's a huge expense.
What's the monthly again? 22,000 what?
The monthly overall the base monthly, 19,500.
19,500.
That's equivalent to $234,000 a year. But on top of that, you get $2,000 a month for living expenses, $600 a month for a car allowance, $175 for cell phone. Now, remember, this is an interim position. If you're going to take an interim position, I would think that they have to sweeten it somewhat, because
to keep you
here's a part-time job. I'm going to turn my life upside down, which I don't know the background of of Dr. Kamala Patton. I really don't know.
Right.
But
we're not being critical of them. It's just the outside looking into a financial situation, because, you know, we're always talking about money and budgets and needing money and taxes and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, and it the continued tax for schools that passed in Alachua County. All right, so what are the people getting for their money? You have to always ask that and at least attempt to hold their feet to the fire. Speaking of price tags, Donald Trump. We want him to be a good steward of our tax dollars. We haven't seen that for 4 years. But when it comes to mass deportations, he says there is no price tag that'll keep him from implementing his plan for mass deportation of illegal migrants once in office. Speaking with NBC News on Thursday, the president-elect said that he would be working to make the border strong and powerful, and that he would have no choice but to carry out his plan of mass deportations. We obviously have to make the border strong and powerful. We have to at the same time. We want people to come into our country. And, you know, I'm not somebody that says, no, you can't come in. We want people to come in. During his campaign, he said that he would be carrying out the largest deportation effort in American history. Majority of Americans want mass deportations for illegal immigrants. My feeling on that is, because you can't do all things all at once, you're only going to have a certain amount of resources. Even when you say, look, this is a task, we're going to devote a ton of resources, got to get rid of the criminal element.
Yes.
That has got to be first and foremost.
And that's what he said early on, is like, yeah, we're going to go after these criminals first. It's not like they're just trying to round up random families on the street, which is how it's going to be portrayed.
And if you really want to be in America, you can get in line, which means you'll have to go back to your home country and go through the proper legal channels.
Not go home and then sneak back in 17 times like some of them have done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Hollywood. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I really believe, and I'm praying, that we will regain control over our school systems. I think if we get the vouchers, so that people will make choices. I mean, the whole, you know, competition thing, I think it will help transform our crazy school systems. And then I'm thinking about the Ivy League school, you know, people that are just in mourning and allowing students to take off time to grieve. I'm like, good grief. Anyway, God bless you guys. I love you dearly. Bob, looking forward to being with you tonight to celebrate. God bless America.
Yeah, right on, brother.
America.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, hoist a couple of soda pops in honor of the Trump victory.
Awesome.
A few folks getting together, and I'm definitely looking forward to that, indeed. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again. This time, Martin, good morning.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a kind of a comparison. When you have an athletic director like Scott Strickland or anybody else, and they keep picking a head coach one after another that doesn't work out, after a while you have to look at the athletic director and say, well, that's probably the problem. Well, with the school board, in Alachua County especially, they keep picking people, and they keep burning through them, and they're not working out. So maybe they need to look at themselves and say, well, maybe we're the problem. We don't know how to pick someone.
Absolutely well said. The problem, though, being the school board members are elected. Mm. And so unless they are doing something, you know, out of bounds, unethical,
right.
It's going to be hard to toss them out. And then you have to wait for the next election cycle, and they don't all fall on the same, you know, time frame. So, yeah, I like what you were laying out there, the parallel. But because they're elected, that's, you know, they know that. There's a certain power that goes with that. Now, Strickland, on the other hand, look, there's going to be a certain amount of pressure. If he is standing behind his guy, and he doesn't perform, let's say, next season, yeah, then Strickland might, you know, he might be and probably would be on the hot seat. However, let's not pretend like, you know, he exists in a vacuum and he's the first, last, and final word on who the coach is. Mm-hmm. He's not. So if you're following the direction of some of the other major folks involved and it doesn't work out, well, then everybody shares responsibility. That's one of the ways in which I've found in corporate America, things actually perform worse and go downhill because mediocrity protects mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody to really blame it on. It's a group effort. Well, the group's going to protect itself, aren't they? It's 8:16. We've got a lot more to talk about, including threats from Venezuela, coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise, my friends. Happy Friday. It's not a regular weekend. It's a three-day weekend for a lot of folks. Most importantly, Monday is the 11th day of the 11th month. That means it is Veterans Day. Don't forget what that's all about. Pass it along. Thank a veteran.
Yep.
And we definitely, they are appreciated in our circles. We know that.
Mm-hmm. We'll be here.
For sure. Yeah, we'll be we'll be working, and that'll be one of the things we'll be talking about is Veterans Day and how special it is.
In fact, that's one of those days we pretty much always work. And it is a holiday. We could take it off, but in our and again, this is not patting us on the back. It's just kind of like some folks going, "Why don't you take every day you get?" It's like, well, you know, we have a lot of veterans that listen to this show and to The Sky, and it's like, you know, they on a day that they're going to be commemorated, you know, why shouldn't we be here to help do that?
I don't want to get up early again.
Yeah.
How about getting up early and you haven't slept much because, I don't know, bombs, missiles, and bullets are flying over your head.
Yeah.
And when they say you got to get up and get to work, it's facing bad guys.
Yeah, we can come to work and hang out here and talk a few hours and plug you guys and gals. Absolutely proud to do it.
You live under the blanket of freedom that I provide, and then you question the means in which I provide it. Oh. Colonel, answer the question.
That was very dramatic. And now a dramatic...
You want answers!
A dramatic reading from Bob Rose.
That is just like one of my favorite all-time scenes ever.
That I get it.
In the movies.
Yeah, it is.
It's a want answers.
But we'll be here. All that to say, we'll be here.
You little twerp. I forget what he called him, but he did call him a bad name. Anyway.
Yes,
we're referring to A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise. You might be familiar. Speaking of veterans, official unveiling of the new family monument at the Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park is going to take place this Sunday at 5 p.m. And this was made possible by a generous donation of $141,000 from Cone Distributing Incorporated. Thank you. This event is free and open to the public. Following that ceremony, you're going to have Kingdom of the Sun Concert Band playing for you, and then a fireworks display called Light Up the Stars. The public is absolutely invited and encouraged to attend, and bring yourself some lawn chairs and or blankets and enjoy. God bless America.
And really, you ought to, because it's hard for us to keep track of everything, and sometimes they come in late. Check your local community Facebook pages, websites, your VFWs, you know, your veterans parks. There's a lot of things probably going on Sunday and Monday that we may not get a chance to mention. Do just a little homework, because there's a lot of stuff going on in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said, as usual.
All right, thank you.
From the team.
Thank you.
Otherwise known as Greg.
That's right.
Human intelligence developed by frontline Border Patrol intelligence officials reveals the possibility of a formal covert operation being conducted by the Maduro regime. Ooh. We're talking Venezuela.
Imagine that.
The operation is designed to infiltrate the United States using released inmates and pairing them with Venezuelan intelligence operatives to...
Yes.
Neutralize human targets within the United States. Do I have to spell that out for anyone?
Didn't someone say that they are emptying their prisons them to our...
Yes.
Who said that several years ago? Who was that and he got laughed at him?
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, the next president. Yeah, he warned of this kind of thing and was mocked. Again, Donald Trump was right.
I wish it was just animals crossing the border. Convicted felons, dangerous inmates that are being released, and pairing them up with Venezuelan intel operatives.
That's crazy.
Infiltration.
Crazy.
This is. And look, if you're an intel operative, you know what information that you've easily gathered already? That this whole open border thing has created a huge opportunity for you to go virtually unnoticed. Mm-hmm. Almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, there's another illegal.
Well, in some places, law enforcement can't even ask.
That's right.
They're not allowed to ask.
And then, what do you do if you do? You know, you've got to arrest them for something. Then you've got to get ICE to come get them. And as long as Biden or Kamala is in charge, they're not going to change the way that works. So, as we have said many times before, the border security has national security implications. Not directly and indirectly, but very, very directly. This is exactly a case in point. So you're going to get people that look like, there's some more, immigrants. But look, they live around the periphery. They live in the shadows. They're not really bothering anybody. They're not necessarily breaking any laws, per se, in a lot of cases. So let them be or whatever. And if they commit a crime, under the direction of Trump and others, as we change the regime out and make the transition, they'll be dealt with, hopefully, effectively and sooner rather than later. But these aren't just run-of-the-mill ne'er-do-wells. These are people with extremely evil intentions, being directed by people who have the ability to carry out such evilness and the expendability of many of them being inmates.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that combination together,
that's a bad combo.
And that is a difficult enemy to overcome 100% of the time.
And
that's what's required.
And how many does it take?
Exactly. I think I covered that with the 100 percentile.
See? It just takes one. Just takes one.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Nostradamus, good morning.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, you've talked about this before. You said asymmetrical warfare, and that's exactly what that is. And I saw a guy on, an expert, studies this stuff, was on Tucker Carlson's show, the Tucker Network. And I was listening to him. I was doing other things, so I didn't really catch his name. But he said that there are over a million known gang members that came into the United States.
Yeah. Well, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that number specifically. Yeah. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. But wait, it's all good. Trump, at least according to one Democrat representative, says, hey, Trump's inheriting a good economy. So you got that, right? Protecting our Second Amendment, Luis Valdez will join us in just a few minutes right here from Gun Owners of America to discuss these upcoming changes. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
When you need to know,
it's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Well, we've got plenty of stories to talk about, including Trump's picks. Chief of Staff, the first woman to hold that position ever, Susie Wiles. And there's some other great picks and other stuff that we're going to dig into. But first, we've got our Second Amendment defender and friend, GOA's Luis Valdez, joining us. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Good morning. I have to say, Tuesday night was a heck of a show.
It sure was, and really, the results have been phenomenal. Now, as a Second Amendment defender, let's get into some of the X and the Y's and the ins and outs, if you would. I know Senator Rick Scott has been mentioned as possible Senate Majority Leader, but you're kind of heading in that direction very cautiously. Explain why.
Well, Senator Scott, when he was governor, showed that he will bend political knee if it means he gets elected. And he did exactly that with Parkland, because if you recall, less than a year prior to Parkland, you had the Pulse nightclub shooting. And Senator Scott, then Governor Scott, stood before the old state capitol in Tallahassee and said, the Second Amendment is not the issue here, and no gun control happened. But then he ran for senator, then Parkland happened. He was down in the polls against Bill Nelson. He pushed gun control to get that squeak of a win. And we cannot have someone like that as the Senate Majority Leader in Congress, because what will happen if Trump makes a similar appointment to what he did back in his first term for the head of ATF? He nominated Chuck Canterbury, the former head of the Fraternal Order of Police, a guy that was so anti-gun that the Republican majority-controlled Senate under Mitch McConnell even told Trump, hey, no, we're not appointing this guy. So there are some dangers to having a Republican majority. Just saying, oh, the Republicans took power, that's fantastic. Look, it's a good thing, but we now have to vet who is actually going to be in those positions of power.
Well, and,
just because they have an R by the name doesn't mean they're pro-gun.
Absolutely. Well said. Senator Scott, I am prepared to cut him some slack, and here's why. Because I have spoken with him through the years, both as governor and as a senator, and I feel like he has grown in his conservative maturity, if you will, understanding more than just the fiscal side of it, which he's an expert in as a former CEO, but also to understand, I think, the gun rights issue a little better. And maybe I'm giving him too much slack. We know that that Stoneman Douglas thing was awful. It was an emotional legislative response to a terrible and tragic event. And I think together we all need to get together and say, look, bad things are going to happen in the future just like they've happened in the past. But it's unacceptable to make an emotional response that does two things. It takes rights away from law-abiding citizens. And number two, usually has no impact whatsoever keeping the dastardly deeds from happening again.
I could agree to that, except just recently, both myself and some of my cohorts have reached out to Rick Scott at his campaign events and asked him, hey, would you be in favor of repealing red flag laws? And Rick Scott said no. He's still in favor of people's Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights being violated, their due process being violated to go after the Second Amendment. Now, he thinks that, oh, as long as there's a means of due process in the system, people are fine. Well, here's the thing. Guilty until proven innocent is an absolute violation of due process, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, there's too many ways in which, even under the best of circumstances, that kind of thing can be abused toward an individual. And you might not get a do-over. Somebody gets all their weapons taken away, and they're not paranoid. Somebody was maybe out to hurt them. Now they can't protect themselves. That's just one example.
Yep. Now, as I said, the fact that Republicans have control of the Senate, that's a good thing. We discussed prior to the election that it was very important that Republicans controlled the White House and the Senate, especially for judicial picks. So, again, this is a good win. This is a good victory. But now GOA and gun owners as a whole across the country, we have to be very selective on who we support to run certain agencies, certain positions in government, certain positions within Congress. So now comes the vetting. Like Reagan always said, trust but verify. Now we're in that stage of the game. And I think that as things progress towards January, we're going to get good candidates, we're going to get good choices, we're going to get good people into positions of power, and things are going to go smooth. And I can tell you this, outside of everything, I see the prices of firearms dropping a little bit. Hopefully ammunition drops in price, reloading components drop in price, which means shooters are going to be able to enjoy their Second Amendment rights and far better without there being a financial strain, because hey, it costs money to go shoot. And next time Greg decides to sell a Smith & Wesson third gen, he has to tell me, too, about that.
Yeah, listen, shooting is a perishing a skill set that you want to practice, and you don't want it to be financially burdening. You want people to operate effectively and safely all the time and keep those skills sharp for obvious reasons. It's a safety thing. Overall, though, when you look at the outcome of this election, it's got to be extremely positive versus if things had went the other way, right, for gun owners?
Oh, very much so. This election was resounding. As we pushed, the Second Amendment was on the ballot, and Americans heard that, and they voted accordingly to protect their inalienable God-given rights. They protected the Second Amendment, they protected the Fourth Amendment, they protected their Fifth Amendment, they protected their First Amendment rights, because it's all intertwined, it's all interconnected. And again, they went and they voted. So thank you to all your listeners that voted. Thank you for voting the right choice.
And thank you for reminding us that even if somebody has an R attached to their name, doesn't mean they're a great friend and protector of the Second Amendment. We have to remain vigilant, and that's why people like yourself, Gun Owners of America, are so important to remind us. Luis Valdez, always appreciate it, my friend.
Always, and thanks for what you guys do and for being that shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves.
We'll continue to try to do that, and I want you to have a great, safe weekend, and I know you'll be thinking, just like us, about the veterans on the upcoming Veterans Day.
Yep.
All right, you take care. Whew. It's 8:41 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and yeah, that's a good reminder, isn't it, when he says, yeah, just because he got an R. See, here's the thing. Like, we don't want this to be a, hey, we won.
Right.
And then we can all just chill and relax. No. This is the reason why we want to hold Republicans accountable. They're in a position of power now, and it sure looks like they will be with the House and the Senate. You know, the House could still be, you know, it's not locked in, but it looks pretty good that they'll have the House and the Senate,
right,
the executive branch. Yeah, we need to hold their feet to the fire, obviously, for the Second Amendment perspective, but at every perspective. We can't just say, oh, well, we got Republicans in there, it's all going to be good.
And it's not just at the national or even the state level. We saw that with the sheriff's run in Alachua County. You had people who kind of tout themselves as conservatives. Maybe they do or don't call themselves Republicans, but they show up at the Republican events. They wear the red, white, and blue. But when it came to maybe making a decision at a local sheriff's election and voting, they actually endorsed a Democrat. So you're right. Just because you think you know how someone thinks, they don't always make decisions based on the way that maybe we do, with a really logical way. They might make it on a more emotional or personal connection direction.
Well, you have to consider the character of the person and the job and responsibilities that they would have.
Exactly.
And that, you know, if you're going to say, okay, because of my friendship, I am going to promote this person forward, you know, but in your heart of hearts, you know that they wouldn't necessarily be the best person for the job, but they're your friend.
Right.
It's one thing when, you know, they're going to be the assistant, you know, frozen foods manager, you know, at Piggly Wiggly.
Exactly.
It's an entirely different thing.
And they could be qualified for that.
Right. Yeah. It's an entirely different thing when they're going to be, you know, in control of a huge budget with a lot of people that directly impacts public safety, and also is strongly attached at the very top to the person who left in disgrace.
Yeah.
If you're strongly attached and you're one of the pets, I'll say it, under Clovis Watson Jr.,
yeah,
you need to be highly, highly vetted. Should have been vetted by the voters.
Yes.
There are people that put their good name, you know, to promote him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I don't think all of this is done yet. And I want to know why they're stalling with, you know, they're out to get Clovis Watson Jr. When I say they're out to get him, you know, apparently there's a lot of violations. Why hasn't that been dealt with yet?
Right.
And it, is this under the purview of the state attorney, Brian Kramer? It's higher than him?
Well, or farther
different
north.
Circuit?
Yeah, different. I'd have to get the name. It's not in my head right now.
Well, anybody that can, you know,
nope, someone will text me right now and tell me who's covering that.
Yeah, because, you know, we want some action.
Right.
We want some. If it was strong enough to remove a sheriff and strong enough to appoint somebody from the governor's, you know, office on that recommendation, then what was so strong about it, and why hasn't it been pursued in a timely manner?
That's a good question.
Yeah, time to apply a little warmth there.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we are going to enjoy this happy, happy Friday. Stay with us. 97.3 The Sky.
You know, we could solve all the problems of the world if people would listen, Bob. You know, just saying.
When the bad guy's code name is Roadrunner, what does that tell you, Greg? Why Roadrunner for a bad guy?
Well, we think of him as a good guy. He's fast.
Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Never been caught.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Just because you've never been caught doesn't mean you're a good guy.
That's
you know
good.
Where that came from?
What's that?
One of the most awesome Steven Seagal movies ever.
Steven Seagal?
No. Quit saying that. You're insulting.
It's just like Katie Seagal, right?
It just happened that I woke up from my nap yesterday, and what was on? It was like a Steven Seagal marathon.
No.
Oh, yeah. Dark Territory, right into Under Siege. Oh,
there,
classic
stuff. There were some good ones, like maybe like three in a row there.
Yes.
Not the early when he was like
Above
really skinny.
Above the Law was okay for an indie film.
Yeah.
It was okay.
But once they quit going to theaters and they were going straight to video, they've been bad since.
But it was Tommy Lee Jones that played the bad guy that took over the ship in Under Siege.
Yes.
And one of the bad guys said to him, he goes, oh, code name Roadrunner. He says, yep, never been caught. Me.
Uh-huh.
Never been caught. And so, you can learn a lot.
From movies, from film.
Yeah. And you can learn a lot from somebody who says they're just a chef.
Oh, I did like that movie, though. I did like that one.
Yep. Casey Ryback. Guy was a SEAL. But because his career went sideways because of something happened in Panama, because of bad intel, which again goes to the CIA.
Yes.
Then this captain of the ship allowed him to continue and finish his 20 by being his personal cook.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know the plot of one of the greatest movies of all time.
I forget how many Academy Awards that one won. The number escapes me at the moment.
Who cares about awards? Actually, no, I always joke about Steven Seagal and his abilities, but in that movie, there was this overriding sense of patriotism.
There was.
It was done in, I just thought it was well done. And
several of his were that way, and they were very patriotic. It's when he started going off the deep end with the wokey climate, and instead of fighting bad guys, it was bad guys who were going to affect the climate or something. I mean, it just got a little weird for a lot of us.
He's deep undercover with Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that's deep.
Who got close to Vladimir Putin that's an American? Steven Seagal.
Is he going to take him out?
No.
Oh.
Going to help. Yeah. He is going to help save a lot of lives through peace.
Mm.
Through peace. So going to bring him to the table.
So if Donald Trump can talk to Steven Seagal,
they're all going to get together.
Oh, okay. Probably going to eat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to learn to live in harmony, the spirit of harmony, even with your enemies.
If you can see the hand motions,
Aikido.
Friends.
Aikido, the spirit of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do. You want to take somebody who's your enemy and make them your friend.
That's up there with can't we all just get along, right?
It's also up there with om. Do I have the right stones hanging from my hole? But
it's Friday, friends.
It is, but it's part of my overall optimism that I have.
And I appreciate that.
Another part of the optimism is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
He's going to get a solid spot in the administration under Donald J. Trump, and I think that it is going to be very good for Americans. It is about time we address some of the most important things, which would be medicine, our medical system, the way it is utilized, the government involvement in it, the way that insurance companies interact with all of this, and big pharma. And all of that,
right.
I don't know. I can't sit here and say he's going to be able to dismantle it all and fix it all in 4 short years, but he could have a huge impact. So it goes to medicine. It speaks to medicine. It speaks to the FDA.
Right.
And that means, what would be the holdup if Robert F. Kennedy Jr., through a lot of research he's already done and through others, can simply submit a list to Congress? Hey, these are products that are allowed in foodstuffs in America, and they are not allowed in the European Union or whatever countries.
Right.
You say, we owe it to the American people that our standards would be at the very least, on the same level as the EU, if not better. Why are we using dyes in cereals that kids consume when just north of the border in Canada, they found a way to make the exact same cereal, talking about Fruit Loops, exactly the same formula, and use natural coloring through natural, sweeteners and such, but natural coloring. And, it's not as vibrant, but it's better for your kids. I mean, this is, again, it's a no-brainer. And it's not the stuff that maybe people discuss all the time around the kitchen table, but they're filling their bodies around the kitchen table with some things that may be very, very bad for you. And why shouldn't we work to remedy that? Why shouldn't we make it better? And then remember, the more healthy Americans are, the less it costs us. Medicare, Medicaid, those costs are going. I mean, it's an IOU. I mean, it's unsustainable. We all benefit from healthier Americans, but I see little movement in that area. because you've got big pharma, because you've got these big, agri companies. You've got these big soft drink companies. You've got big time money backing sugar.
Oh, yeah.
But RFK knows these things.
Yeah.
He's the guy. But a lot of the stuff is going to need the backing of Congress as well. They'll be able to do get a lot of stuff done without their help. But why would Congress hesitate at all? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. This definitely is a nonpartisan, all pro-American kind of a thought.
Hey, yes, Congress. You got kids. You got grandkids. This is important. Done. Come on. Make it happen.
Ah, this is an easy one.
Should be.
Remember the old... What's the counter to all these good things I just shared? What's the counter? Follow the money. Greg made the little money thing with his fingers.
Yep, that's always the problem. Because we know there's a lot of folks living in D.C., up in Virginia, and all they're paid to do is influence Congress.
Reports indicate President-elect Donald J. Trump flipped a county that has voted Democrat in every presidential race since 1896.
Wow.
I'll tell you all about that county, what state it's in.
Wow.
But that is...
That's record-breaking.
That's huge.
That's even if it's a small county, that's huge.
Hey, did you see I posted Trump dollars I had from 2020?
Yes, saw that. Yeah.
I'm wondering, man. I'm like, gosh, can I convert that to Bitcoin?
Talk to Cherise. She'll get you some answers.
Cherise, I want a Ferrari. I don't care if it's mildly used. I'll take it. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.